You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Well, we're toll-free right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's where you call our toll-free number, 888-723-4630. We take your calls and we try to answer your question.
But first, now it's time for our research report with Matt Brossard, brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Take it away, Matt.
The theme for this week's call-in is woodwork and woodwinds. In Terapeak's Hot Trend Report for September, there's a sizable group of categories related to home and garden. Major subcategories like power tools, heating and cooling, plumbing and fixtures, and home security are currently at 70 to 80% of peak sales levels and will continue climbing through October and November. Another cluster of hot trends is in the musical instruments categories. Trombones, tubas, trumpets, and French horns have all hit annual peak sales levels in the last few weeks. Trumpets are the biggest earner of the bunch, with a weekly sales average of over $250,000. Many of the other instrument categories, like oboes, piccolos, and violins, peak a little bit closer to Christmas, so expect to see high sales levels in this whole group for several months. Perhaps the most unexpected thing I found while researching instruments is that the second most popular search term in this part of the marketplace is banjo. Who would have expected? Hmm. This is Matt Brossard, reporting from Terapeak, now back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you. Thanks, so Matt. Much, Matt. We appreciate your reports. They're fantastic. Thank you. So do you ever want, were you in the school band or anything, Griff?
No, I wanted to be. When I was a little kid, I wanted to be a glockenspiel player.
I was just going to ask who, but not glockenspiel. I was going to say, does some kid decide he's going to do the tuba?
Yeah.
Or does his mother decide it?
I don't know.
I mean,
tuba, glockenspiel is pretty easy compared to having to tote that thing around.
To tote the tuba.
And then blow into it.
That's
oh, gee. That thing weighs a ton.
That's what I'm thinking. You know?
I remember having a dream. In fact, while we're talking, I'm just going to go look for glockenspiels. Because I remember as a kid, it disappeared after I got a piano. But I remember as a like 6, 7-year-old kid having dreams about glockenspiels.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought they were spectacular. They were all bright and shiny, and they made, you know, those little tinkly sounds.
We called them xylophones. Are they the different?
In the marching band, they're not, because you hold them.
That's true.
A thing coming up from your waist, and then it's being held with one hand, and then with the other hand, you're using a little mallet to pick out the tune.
Right. It's cool.
I think so.
And it's light compared to a tuba.
Yeah, and
it's
so masculine. So,
oh, is that the reason? Oh, I
don't know. I don't.
Can I play the glockenspiel, please, teacher?
Yeah, look. Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm looking at glockenspiels on eBay, and I'm getting a little turned on. So, there's one that would be perfect for me to march around the house. It's, you know, the Lear shape and everything. I just got to get the belt thing.
Patty in Miami, Florida, known as the shopping mom, too. We miss her. She hasn't called in a while. Patty, get us out of this. What's your question or comment?
Or not.
Uh-oh.
What happened to her?
I punched the wrong number. It was my fault. Patty in Miami, Florida. Hi, honey. What's your question or comment?
Okay, so it's raining and it's pouring over here. Horrible, horrible, and very humid. Griff, I have pictures that I have to send you, so just go ahead and send them at griff@ebay.com.
That's the address.
Okay, cool. I'll send you some pictures. And then my question is, okay, you know, there is a policy, but I can't think of the name, okay? So I'm going to give you an example, and then you're going to go ahead and tell me if this is the correct thing, and maybe give me the name. Okay,
yeah.
When you list something on eBay, like, for example, dust bag. Okay, dust bags are used to, you know, cover your handbags, like a Chanel dust bag or Coach dust bag or something like that. That is against eBay policy because it allows the promotion of or enables somebody to do something to do with counterfeit.
Yeah, we just don't. Yeah, we preempt the whole issue by just not allowing those things. That's correct, yes.
Exactly. And that was years ago. I remember that. That was one of the things that I talked to you about, like, in 2003, okay?
Way so back now, then?
Yeah, I know. It's been a long time. So anyway, so now I have a question, okay?
Yes, okay.
Replacement buttons for Tommy Bahama shirts.
Yeah, they're cool.
Legal?
Yeah, they're
or not
right.
Legal.
Yeah, because they're not. Is it say Tommy Bahama? No.
No, it's just the coconut buttons.
Yeah, yeah, they're perfectly legal. That's different. Yeah.
Oh, that's different. That was my main question. I was just, you know, wondering about that because, you know, some people have nice Tommy Bahama shirts and then they lose a button and they need replacement. And if you do a search on eBay, you'll see that they're selling the replacement buttons. But before I list them, you know, I wanted to go ahead and make sure that it was copacetic.
So here's the problem, though. Wait a minute. They're perfectly legal to sell. I would not recommend it if you're doing this already. I don't recommend it. It's saying buttons for Tommy Bahama shirts. So the problem with doing that is that so you can mention a trademark name when the button was made specifically for that particular shirt. It's part of a larger policy as long as it wouldn't work on any other shirt. But the problem is that a coconut button can work on any shirt. So it doesn't have to just be for Tommy Bahama. So I would not use any brand names. I would just say coconut shell button and give the size and the photo. And people who are looking for replacements will find it. And if it happens to be one that will fit a Tommy Bahama shirt, mazel tov. But I as I sell these shirts, I can tell you I've never seen a button from a Tommy Bahama shirt that would be, I could identify as say, oh, that's a Tommy Bahama shirt button.
So I am completely lost here. Explain something to me, please.
Right.
So if you can sell a Tommy Bahama shirt on
eBay.
Yes,
you can. Right.
Why can't, and call it a Tommy Bahama shirt.
Right, you can, because it has a label in it that says Tommy
Bahama.
Oh,
and if these said Tommy Bahama on the back of the button.
Then you'd say shirt for Tommy, buttons for Tommy Bahama shirts.
Got it.
But I've never seen a button that's been labeled Tommy Bahama. In that case.
Exactly.
Right, because they're generic buttons, so you can't tie them to a brand name. If it was the case that they would only fit, could only be used, had any utility only for a Tommy Bahama shirt, then you could do it. But we know, and you know, and I know, I can sew any button on any shirt, and as long as it's the right size, it works. Right. So don't use a brand name.
Okay, but one more question. So if I go ahead, because, you know, I live in Florida, so there's tons of Tommy Bahamas. I get tons of them, anytime. Yeah. But some of them, you know, have issues, and I don't go ahead and pick them up.
Right.
Now, if I were to pick them up, and say I am selling just the buttons of the Tommy Bahama, sure, would that be okay?
Well, the way to properly do it is this is a shirt that's missing a few buttons or it has a rip. It's a Tommy Bahama shirt. You can use the buttons for something else. You can say in the title, Tommy Bahama shirt.
Flawed?
Flawed, selling for parts or something like that. I mean, that's
that's cute.
I mean, you could say that, and that's technically within the rules. No one's going to stop you. And, I've got a bucket of Tommy Bahama shirts that I'm never going to sell because they've got imperfections, but I keep them for the buttons or for the fabric in case I need to, say, make a repair for, you know, like where it's important if it's a valuable shirt. But mostly for the buttons because I just take those buttons off and sew them on one that might be missing a button.
Exactly. That's what I usually do.
Yeah,
or I take the Tommy Bahama shirt that has the hole in the front, and then I cut the back and I make a pillow. and throw it in my gazebo.
Wonderful.
And you can sell that shirt that's flawed for, and you know, just make sure that you say very clearly, you can't wear this shirt unless you're an idiot because it's all ripped up and it's got a big tear. But maybe you can repair it. But I would make pillows out of it,
or I just
make the pillows and sell them.
Yeah.
Or I just sell the pillows.
Patty, we need to go on to another caller.
Thanks, Patty.
We love it when you call, honey. Thank you so much.
Hugs. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Don't you just love Patty?
Well, she's got great questions. That was a good one.
Someone else we love, Misha in Des Moines, New Mexico, known on eBay as Classy Souls. Hey, Misha, what's your question or comment?
Hi, Lee and Griff.
Hi,
how are you doing?
Misha? Pretty good. I heard the ducky.
Yes, you did.
And I know the word.
Oh, you do?
What is it?
All righty then.
It's varicund, and it means shy, bashful, or
You're
modest.
You're right.
And I don't know if any of us qualify on any of those.
Oh, I do. I'm a very shy person.
Yeah.
I'm
you know, you really varicund. Are a little bit.
I'm a little shy.
I am, too.
Yeah. That's why we're in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what you've won, Misha.
I do, and I'm excited about it.
So all you need to do, and you haven't won anything in the last 6 months, right?
No, sir, I have not.
Totally cool. So all you haven't won in over a year, so you're overdue. So you get this wonderful bag. All you have to do is send me your shipping address to griff@ebay.com, and I will ship it out to you ASAP.
Awesome, thank you.
It's already in a bag. I just put it in a FedEx bag. It's all ready to go.
You're going to get it quickly.
Already on its way.
Yeah.
Well, I can't do that until I put an address on it. So I got to wait for you.
Griff@ebay.com. Thank you, Misha.
Thanks, Misha. Thanks for playing. This open phone segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online. Bookkeeping, put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. You are listening to eBay Radio.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 286.
Great customer service will keep your customers coming back. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media. He's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Third Power Outlet. He says because you have an obligation to satisfy the customer, remember it's not always a one-way street.
You don't always have to think about, oh, the customer's always right and just giving them the world. But think about win-win. What is fair for both sides of the party to get the issue resolved? Your customer will respect the fact that you just sent them $1,000 product and I really can't send you another $1,000 product. They understand that. Win-win does not mean we both actually win. It means that we both feel better.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Pick up that phone right now. Give us a call. 888-RADIO-30. You can do it. 888-723-4630.
Bruce in Sarasota, Florida, known on eBay as Little Mars, M-A-R-Z. Bruce, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Thank you. Hello, Lee and Griff.
Hello.
The question I had was, they just started changed something in the resolution center to requests or cases.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what they're changing.
I sent you, I posted a link on the chat board. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw the link, but I still wasn't quite sure.
So if you go to that link and you scroll down to the FAQ, it explains what this difference in nomenclature means. And I'll read to you from that. Hold on. What changes will the changes in language? This is changes to the language in the new experience from case to request will not have an impact on what counts as a defect. A request is something that's opened. A request for an open item not as described or not as described will still count as a defect. When a buyer or a seller asks eBay to step in and help resolve a request, it will be turned into a case. So what we're doing is we're renaming the first part of the step into a request. It's only a case when it's been escalated, and escalated mean in the new nomenclature that the buyer requests eBay come in, step in and help. Does that make sense?
This goes back to where it was a year or so ago.
Well,
for defects.
Yes and no, except that we never had a word that described post case. It was you when you contacted, you opened a case. So the change is just in the naming.
So phrases like escalate a case and dispute a return will be worded as ask eBay to step in and help.
Right. So that's what it becomes a case when it reaches that. And there's a reason for this. The reason is that because unresolved cases count against your allowance of point, I believe it's 0.3 of all cases have to be you have an unresolved allowance of 0.3 cases per evaluation period, so that somebody makes a request for an item not as described and you resolve it without them having to ask eBay to step in, that means that doesn't count against that potentially doesn't count against that allowance.
Great.
Because if eBay steps in and then rules against you, not only is it still a defect, but it counts against that allowance.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot more sense than
recently. Right. I think it makes sense. I think there'd be some disagreement about whether it's actually the best experience. But that's neither here nor there. That's why the change was made to the language.
Well, thank you for clearing that up.
My pleasure.
Thank you. So, Bruce, what do you sell on eBay?
I do antique toys and dolls and some custom jewelry.
Oh, that's such a fun category, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
You never have to grow up, Bruce.
Never. We're one of the, between me and my friend, we're probably in the top five toy and doll sellers on eBay.
Oh, wow. Really? That's amazing.
Under Little Mars? Under Little Mars?
Little Mars and then FX Toys with an exclamation point.
That's fantastic.
More vintage, according to Terapeak, more vintage toys and dolls than most sellers.
Well, Terapeak has the data, so they don't lie.
I know. We use them all the time.
Well, Bruce, congratulations. That's quite an honor. That's a busy category.
Bruce, where do you find your toys?
We go all around the country and buy collections. People that, unfortunately, if they're getting divorced, they call me up.
Is it usually the wife or the husband?
Usually the wife.
Yeah. And she's selling her husband's collection.
She's selling her husband's toys.
Yes. Yeah,
occasionally it's a lot of dolls, though, from husbands that they're, you know, their wife collected all their lives and have passed away, those kind of things.
Yeah.
A lot of it's from collectors that we build collections for, too. Like,
yes.
I just bought a collection out of Baltimore, and this couple had been buying toys and dolls for the last 20 years, and they're saying, okay, it's time, we want to sell them all. Come up here and buy them. So I bought them all back and then resell them again. So
a man after my own heart. Bruce, what is that, the Little Mars spelling again for your user?
M-A-R-Z.
Little and then M-A-R-Z. Like
is one word?
One word.
M-A-R-Z. Okay, I'll look it up. Because I want to see what you got here. So let me go back.
Yeah, it's a lot of costume jewelry right now because my wife went crazy and bought these huge collections. So I just had it fixed price and turned it all to auction.
Well, what the main things that come up, though, are your toys.
Yeah.
Costume jewelry does well, though, doesn't it?
Buckaroo Banzai.
Some of it does great.
Yeah. I always look at that counter when I'm in a thrift store and I think, you know, I should probably, I don't understand any of this. Should I get it? I don't know.
It's easy to learn.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, just look on Terapeak.
Well,
seriously.
Here's the quick simple. Ready? The gaudier, the better. The more rhinestones, the better. And if it's named, that's the best.
Yeah, if it's signed, you got to.
Yeah.
Well,
you can usually sell it.
There's only like 10 or 15 main signatures you have to look for.
Well, I'm going to go right into this then. Why not? Oh, my heavens. I just noticed you sold a doll for $4,000. I'm going to be faint. I'm going to go fainting here in a minute.
Which one, was that a Barbie or was that a different one?
No, it's a limited doll stamp in 1972 Kenner Blythe doll with red hairs.
Oh, the Blythe doll. Yeah, ended up being a prototype Blythe.
I mean, who can live without an amazing heavy serpent, snake, multicolor rhinestone cuff bangle bracelet?
Gorgeous. My wife almost kept that, too.
Yeah, it is gorgeous. You
I
laugh.
Want it.
It's gorgeous.
Bruce, thanks so much for your call. This open phone segment is brought to you by Bid on Fusion. We'll be back with our third hour right here on eBay Radio.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name-brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rockin' Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house, anywhere in the continental USA for just $10 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com, register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
A good scale, like a good internet connection, is rarely discussed. Your scale's features are very important. It should be able to measure in ounces and pounds to ensure you don't overpay postage. Pay attention to how the scale is powered. Many smaller digital scales can only run on batteries. However, some can use an AC adapter instead. Some even connect directly to your computer via USB. Research your pending purchase online before committing and choose a brand name. Also, remember to consider the weight, dimensions, and volume of your monthly shipping patterns in order to choose the best scale for your business. If you buy the right scale to start, you won't have to revisit or regret your purchase. And that's smart business.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.